Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Jonathan. It's Wednesday night, and here's the Wednesday night devotional that I came across. It's called Sandcastles. If you have your Bible, the main key verse is going to be Luke 12, verse 34. That's Luke 12, 34. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. When our kids were young, my wife, Marty, I enjoyed family vacation in Florida visiting our parents. It was especially wonderful to be there in the warmth for a brief spite from the Michigan wind chill factor. I could not wait just to relax on the beach with a good book. But my kids, they had other ideals. They wanted my help building sandcastles. Reluctantly, I would get up to help, only to be quickly consumed by the project at hand. For I knew I had spent hours creating an impressive castle, that not thinking that it was only a matter of time until the tide would wash away all my hard work. We often make the same mistakes in life, spending lots of time and energy building our own castles of stuff and basking in our accomplishments. It all seems worthwhile, but in the end it's worthless. Now, when we look at Luke 12, Jesus challenges his followers to sell their possessions and give it to the poor. Because he said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In other words, the way we spend our time and resources says a lot about internal perspective. As the old hymn goes, only one life till soon be past, and only what done for Christ will last. So what have you done today that will last for eternity? Written by Joe Stonewall. At the bottom here, it has a little kind of quote. And judges ourselves, our God who gives rewards to those who live in righteousness. God wants you to spend your time and treasure building his kingdom and not your own. And here I am, guys, on this. You know, this is just a beautiful devotional, but, you know, not really but. Adding to it, because it's easy to get busy. Busy is being under Satan's yoke. We try to wake up the day and accomplish all this stuff, and if we haven't went one day without telling somebody about Jesus, we wasted the whole day. Because only thing that's going to matter in the end, if we told somebody about Jesus. And that our heart and our passion to go out there and to tell this world that time is getting thin, and Jesus will be coming back soon. Love you guys. Till tomorrow. Hope you guys have a peaceful night or a peaceful morning, depending where you're listening to this at. And just remember, the only name that matters is Jesus.